Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in ma ba'd. Qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam innamal a'malu binniyat wa innama likulli imrin ma nawa aw kama qala nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulamai Karam, respected elders and dear brothers, whatever we're going to mention now is only the sabak we learned from our beloved Shaykh, Thamwa Abdul Hamid Sahab, Namu Barakatuhum. Besides this, we know nothing else. Whatever we've learned is all from the teachings of our illustrious Shaykh. May Allah Ta'ala grant him long life, good health, afiyat, sihat, salamat, azad his entire family, inshallah. This Quranic ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the instruction, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O people of Iman, those who possess Iman. As the Hazrat says, this is a royal address. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Malikul Muluk, the King of all kings, is addressing his subjects and he's saying, O people of Iman, you have Iman meaning you believe in me. You believe in my existence. So you're listening to this ayat, you're reciting the ayat, it means you have Iman in me. So people of Iman, ittaqullah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inculcate within you the taqwa, the fear, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In regards to taqwa, our dada Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, say, by Allah ta'ala making taqwa farz upon us, Allah ta'ala in this ayat is giving the da'wat invitation of taqwa. Allah is giving the da'wat invitation of taqwa. And it means by giving invitation of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala is giving the da'wat of His wilayat. The O people, if Iman, fear me and become my friend. Become my friend, make me your friend. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Alladhina amanu. Allah Ta'ala says, my friends are those who brought Iman in me, who believe in me. Wa kanu yattaqun, and they continue fearing me. Together we're doing ibadat, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing salah, making dhikr, Qur'an, tilawat, is one part of taqwa. And the opposite side of taqwa is to refrain from guna and sin, displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His karam, through His ihsan, through His kindness is saying that I'm giving you the da'wat invitation of taqwa and it means that I'm inviting you to become my friend. Because the muttaqoon, those that have taqwa, in reality, I am my friends. So become my friend. So Hazrat says that to become a Hafiz al-Quran, to become an Alim of Deen, these things are farz kifaya to a certain extent. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is saying taqwa is farz ayn upon you. That you have to become a muttaqi. What does it mean? That you as my makhluk, as my creation, being very, very weak, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, you being very weak, mentally, physically, you are very weak. It would have never come into your mind that you have to become my friend. I am your khaliq, I am saying you have to become my friend. What does it mean? That I want to become your friend and I'm making farz upon you that you become my friend also. Otherwise you wouldn't think about it. Because as it says, that when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is pure. Subhana rabbi al-a'la, subhana rabbi al-azim, Allah is most pure. And when it comes to insan and human being, look at our beginning where we have come from. The dirty semen of our fathers and the menstrual blood of our mothers. The murakkab, the majmu'ah. These two things coming together, insan comes into existence. Insan comes into existence because of this. Allah Ta'ala most high, most pure is saying, I know what you have made of. I know you are weak. But then to become my friend. Live a life of piety and purity. Become pure inside and out. As Hakim Sahib, rahmatullah, used to say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs no extreme machine to see us. He needs no extreme machine. A person now who is very, what do you say, nazuk tabiat, is very sensitive in regards to his nature. He can't take bad smell. Person has to pass a bit of wind also. Person gets upset. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is so pure, Allah Ta'ala needs no x-ray machine. Allah Ta'ala can see within our bellies what we are carrying right now. Within our hearts what filth, What gutters of gunas we have, Allah Ta'ala can see it. But then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh my banda, make wuzu, come stand before me and I'll show you muhabbat and love. He says, your wife can't even stand your smell at some time. But Allah Ta'ala says, make wuzu and come stand before me, I will make muhabbat with you. What do you want? I will give it to you. So Allah Ta'ala is making taqwa farz upon us. Then become pious, become muttaqi, become my friend. Become my friend, because my hand of wilayat and friendship has already been extended out to you. And how will we get this friendship? وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those things that Allah ta'ala wants us to do, we do it immediately. Where Allah ta'ala says, put the brakes now. Put your power brakes on. Mother, what may happen to you? Mother, what may happen to you? Whether the beautiful so-called haseen and haseena of the world may walk around. As it says that, Alama Shirazi says, Rahimahullah ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away the sweetness of the eyes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exchanged it for the sweetness of the heart. And wherever you may go, whether the airports, the train stations, the different stops, etc., as I say, that these are all shops and stores of halawat iman. Imani halwayi hai. He says, protect your eyes and your gaze and your heart. To do ibadat is sweet, but to protect the eyes, bara mushkil hai, it's very difficult to protect the heart. So these are all dukas of halwa or sweetmeats. Protect your eyes, Allah Ta'ala will grant you the sweetness of iman in the heart. Give your eyes up, as it says, jisne basarat di usne basirat li. The person who gave up his eyes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him eyes of the heart. What he will see with that in salah, in his Quran, in his dhikr, in his wife, in his family, in his children. There's a different life altogether. A life of purity, of cleanliness, of muhabbat, of love, of compassion. That is true muhabbat and love. This Allah Ta'ala makes farz upon you, that become muttaqi, become pious, and lead a true life. Otherwise the life will be a life of deception. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ That is the true life of the akhirat. So here in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get this purity of heart. Get this esteem of Allah's muhabbat in your heart. That when Allah Ta'ala's command comes and now put the power brakes on, I have the ability. I have the ability to put it on. But Allah says, stop, I will stop. He has it says also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this dunya as a banda. Oh my banda, go to dunya but return as my wali. Go into dunya as my ghulam and return as my dost, as my friend. Come into this world as a slave, I come back as my friend. Allah ta'ala made this dunya, Allah ta'ala made this world for us to be sent in here to complete the syllabus of wilayat and taqwa. Eating, drinking, sleeping, nikah, these are all wasail of hayat. These are all mediums of living. We need these things to live. But maqsad-e hayat, the purpose of living, is to become the friend of Allah. Why Allah Ta'ala sent us in dunya? Allah could have kept us in alam-e arwah. To live there and become my friend. But in alam-e arwah, Ulama explain that in the realm and the life of the souls, the world of the souls, Allah Ta'ala has kept us, there is no body form. There is only the arwah and the ruh, the souls. The Allah Ta'ala couldn't make roza farz upon us. It wasn't possible because we didn't have stomachs at that time. Allah Ta'ala did not make sajda and salah farz upon us. There was no head to make sajda. Allah Ta'ala didn't make tawaf and hajj and umrah farz upon us. Hajj farz upon us because there's no feet to walk. So Allah Ta'ala says, go into dunya. Do these things for me. Refrain from guna and sin. Go as my ghulam and as my slave and return as my friend. Return as my friend. Then you see my ikram to you in this world, in the qabr and the akhirat. Nuzula min ghafoorir raheem. Allah Ta'ala says the first preparation of this sarkhan. The first preparation of this sarkhan, I will show you how I will make your ikram. Return as my friend. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity in this dunya. Where Allah Ta'ala has made this intizam and preparation. Where we have the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have in their heart those treasures. Allah's muhabbat and love. That is why ulama explain that in this worldly life, loot low. Take as much as you can in the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take as much as you can from their hearts. Get taqwa in your life. Stay with the pious ones. Make the mujahada. Get the strength of iman. And as it says that that youth, that young boy, he will give up his youth for Allah's muhabbat. That young man will give up his youth for Allah Ta'ala's love. He will give up his sins for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will give up that which is by him. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ yanfad. That which you have by you is perishable, will come to an end. Allah Ta'ala says, give that which you have by you, your youth will come to an end, give it to me. Give your youth to me, give your eyes to me, give your heart to me, give your faculties, your thinking to me. Don't waste it in haram, in fantasies, and in bad nazri, looking at haram things, thinking of haram things. Give these things to me. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Allah Ta'ala says that when your hair will turn white and your back will become bent, Allah Ta'ala says that the youth that you gave to me, now I will bestow you with spiritual youth. What you will enjoy now in your heart? What muhabbat of Allah in your old age? That will carry you in your old age. Give it to Allah Ta'ala now, make the deal now. As it says, your old age, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, whatever Allah Ta'ala keeps by him will be forever. Allah will keep it. And then Hazrat says that that youngster or that person who gave up his youth in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he says the youth of the world, the youth of the world, the people of the world, they will see that which Allah Ta'ala has preserved for him. They will flock to him. They will now want to drink from that goblet of the love of Allah Ta'ala he has in his heart. They give us a drink also. لَوْ مَرَّ وَلِيُّ مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِهِ لَوْ مَرَّ وَلِيُّ مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِهِ لَنَالَ بَرَكَتِهِ أَهْلُ تِلْكَ الْبَلْدَةِ. When a friend of Allah Ta'ala passes through a city or a town, he has no time to stop also. Just moving around with that love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, that is flowing through his veins. When he looks with the eye of Allah. When he hears what Allah Ta'ala wants him to hear. He just moves through a certain town and city. You see, the people of the city, they enjoy the barakat of his moving only. So the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, a person saw in a dream, and he said that I was talking to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I looked towards the sky and I see movement. So he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the movement in the sky? So the reply was that haven't you heard that the Shaykh has booked his ticket to go to UK, the Malaika are spreading the news around. There's movement taking place of the Wali of Allah. So when this Wali of Allah will move with the muhabbat of Allah in his heart, there'll be movement in the sky also with him. Because he's given up his youth, he's given up his eyes, he's given up his heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, you've given it to me, I will take care of it. Hazrat says, it can never be that a person breaks his heart for Allah ta'ala. A person breaks his heart for Allah ta'ala, he wants to look. That rush comes of passion and lust. He wants to look. He wants to do haram. You see, it is impossible that a person will break his heart for Allah and Allah will leave it broken. Allah will never leave it broken. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inhabit that broken heart. Allah will inhabit it. That person who is living a life of sin and guna. See, as if 1,000, 100,000 of temples and sandals of death are being rained upon him, upon his heart, killing him all the time. But that person who will hold back, it's as if Allah Ta'ala is bestowing more life into his heart. More life. And people will look at this person and see life in his heart. Let's drink from here. But you see the person, the way he's moving, the way he's talking, he has something in his heart. He's moving with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as it says, by chance if he has to slip up in his life, he's insan, he's human, he will slip up. But then too, if he has to slip up, and he lifts his hands in tawbah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wets his musalla, his sajda gah with tears of regret, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as it says that, it's like a zalzala in the sky, it's like a shudder happens in the sky. Alama Alusi rahimahullah ta'ala, in tafsir of, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, he brings a riwayat and he says لأنين المذنبين أحب إلى الله من زجل المسبحين. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that the cries from the depths of the heart of regret of a sinner, that sinner who lifts his hands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would repent, say, Allah, I've slipped. Allah, I've slipped into the gutter, to the filth of haram and guna and sin. He says that sinner that will raise his hands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala announces, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ, that his cry, his tears are more beloved to me than even tasbih and the worship of those who worship me. As I say that his crying of the sinner is even more beloved to Allah ta'ala than the tasbih of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Because when the tears come out from his eyes, when the tears are shed from the eyes of a person making tawbah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alama Alusi rahimahullah, Alama Rumi says rahmatullah alayhi, he says that the tears of a sinner are equal to the blood of a shaheed. The tears of a sinner are equal, are musawi, are equal to the blood of a martyr in the path of Allah. So how can they be equal? The blood of a martyr has given his life. This person has sinned, enjoying haram. But now he lifts his hands in tawbah to Allah ta'ala. He says his tears of regret are equal in the court of Allah to the blood of a martyr. Here the explanation, Mawlana Qasim Sahib Nanuti rahmatullah alayhi says that how come? That Allah ta'ala loves the tears of the sinners so much. Even when they come on to taqwa, now they lift their hands because they have slipped up. He says when a king in his hudud azmat, in his boundaries of his grandeur and his kingdom, when he doesn't have something, and he wants something, he has to import it. He takes care of it. It's very valuable to him, because he doesn't have it. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, there's no comparable, there's no comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his hudud azmat, in his limits of his grandeur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in those limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his kingdom above, you see, there's no tears over there. As if Allah Ta'ala has to import tears from the sinners. And Allah Ta'ala holds them valuable. These are valuable things that I don't have by me over here. Like how a person goes to Kaaba Sharif, a poet says, when you go to Kaaba Sharif, take a gift for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Such a gift for Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Pak doesn't have in his treasures also. You see, take with you your sins and gunas. Allah Pak doesn't have that in his treasures. Allah Pak loves the sins and gunas because he loves to make them maaf. Take your adizi, your helplessness, Allah Ta'ala is qawi. Allah Ta'ala is all powerful. And take your nadamat in regret, but Allah Ta'ala has no regret by him. So here the tears of a person who lifts his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equal to the blood of the shaheed. As Hakim Sahib explains, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that what are tears really? He says tears are that blood of the liver. When a person cries, that blood of the liver transforms into tears and comes out from the eyes. In reality, this is blood that is coming out from the liver and the heart. That is why it's equal to the blood of a shaheed. This is very valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person becomes a friend of Allah by staying with the pious people and making mujahada, puts his leg on his nafs, and he wants to reach the stages of ilayat and friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once, as Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned, Shaykh Tawleem, he said, Hakim Akhtar, ya rasta bahut mushkil hai. That this path of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very difficult. It is very difficult to put a brake on your passions and from sin and gunas. It is difficult. But find a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put your hand into his hand, and he says his road will not become easy, but it will become enjoyable. It will become enjoyable. Oh, Hazrat gives a beautiful example of that person who takes a certain bribe from a person. He took a bribe of R1,000,000. He has it in his bag. And now as he's walking with that bag, he's obviously whistling, building castles in his mind, in his head. That now I'll do extension to the house, I'll buy the car, I wanted the holiday, I wanted to go. And then he gets a phone call from an anonymous person, that the police are on your back. He says all his dreams are shattered all of a sudden. Now he's looking for shelter, looking for a escape route. And he can hear the sirens behind him. But he has R1,000,000 in his hand. He's built already his castles. But now the police are on his back. He sees a manhole open. Now he makes dua for that person that left it open. Takes that million rand, he throws into the manhole. And now he stands like a passerby, says, I got saved. Now the police just swoop in. They find the bag, where is the person? He too is asking, who threw it in there? He's asking people, who threw it into the manhole? He says, now the enjoyment he's feeling was more than before, because he got saved. He gave up million rand, he's more happy now. And compared to when he had it in his hand, Hazrat says, in the same way, that person, he might be in sin and guna, he thinks this is life, this is enjoyment. But he says, let him put his hand into the hand of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him traverse that road of muhabbat and love, and then he will see what is true life. What is true muhabbat? What is true love? What is true compassion? This love of Allah ta'ala, when it will come into the heart, that is why our Hazrat says that when he comes to sin and guna, he says the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not stop you. A person fears his wife, he might catch him through on the internet or looking at somebody, but he still does it. He says the only thing will prevent a person from sin and guna is great intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people that become the lovers of Allah ta'ala, these are the loyal ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the loyal friends. Allah ta'ala says in Quran also, when he comes to his loyal friends, Allah ta'ala says, the loyal friends of mine are beloved to me. I love them. The Quran, Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. Allah ta'ala says, O people of Iman, those of you that will give up my hand of friendship and you'll be disloyal to me. You'll be disloyal to me. You will abuse the trust that I have given them. Their eyes, their faculties, their heart I have given them, which is reserved for my love. But those are disloyal and they turn away from my deen. They turn away from my deen. Allah Ta'ala says, therefore سوف يأتي الله بقوم. Allah Ta'ala says, I will create such a jama'at, such a group of lovers, such a group of lovers that يحبهم ويحبون. Allah Ta'ala says, such a group of lovers, I will love them and they will love me. I will love them, they will love me. These will be the group of my ashiqs and my lovers. If you become amongst that group of my lovers, then who I declare my love for them, and they love me. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The people who have iman, their love for Allah Ta'ala is intense. It's intense. They can't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, those who will turn away from me, they will be disloyal to me, they will give up my hand of friendship. Allah Ta'ala says, I will create a jama'at, a group of my lovers, of my ashiqs, who I declare my love for them and they will love me. They will become my group. They will give up all their passions and their lusts and desires upon my name. So to get this, Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, that اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And stay with the pious ones. Those that are true in the iman. وَكُونُوا has the quality of istimrari and tajdeed, meaning they continuously stay with them. Stay with them so much. Stay with them so much that you become like them. لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ. That you become like them. Your kirdar, your raftar, your guftar, the way you speak, the way you look, the way you the walk, becomes like the pious people. In Surah Dukhan, فَمَا بَكَدْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Mufassirin mention that when a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves this world, the friend of Allah ta'ala, as long as he moves on the world, even the vegetation, the animals enjoy the rahmat and the barakat he's moving with. They say when he leaves this world, even the skies and the earth begin to cry upon his demise. Because as long as you were walking in the world, connecting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were the beloved of Allah. And you made people the beloved of Allah ta'ala also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, how to become your beloved? Allah ta'ala says, make the entire creation beloved to me. So as long as they walk in the world, they are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once they leave the world, the skies begin to cry. But as long as you are walking with that muhabbat of Allah in your heart, this was piercing the skies coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should also enjoy it. So Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, stay with them until you become like them. Until your life becomes a real life of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat. the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together staying with them, a person can stay with them for a long period of time. But stay with them with mujahada, with sacrifice, with qurbani. Allah Ta'ala says, those that will make the sacrifice, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those that will stay with them and make mujahada, whatever the Shaykh is saying they will do, where he says now put the brakes, they will put the brakes. Allah Ta'ala says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Just in this word, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, is emphasis in Arabic. The lam comes there for emphasis. The noon, what you call noon thaqila, as Hakim Saab, Rahman used to say that Allah Ta'ala's noon khafifa is enough for us to. This Allah Ta'ala is putting noon thaqila. The heavy noon, Allah, the end, now definitely will guide them to different paths of love and muhabbat to reach us. They will reach us. But these programs are for this, that we sit here with that intention, open hearts. But Allah, what the friends of Allah have in their heart, those treasures they have, those gems they have in their heart, Allah, transfer these to our hearts also. But you'll have to sit with the open heart. Our Hazrat says, give the final example, that a person may go to the Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls, but he has his raincoat on, raincoat of gunas and sins, he will not enjoy anything. He can put his glass under the rainfall also, but it's upside down, one drop will not go inside, under the waterfall. But sit with the open heart, remove the raincoat of gunas and sins, and present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala through his quality of pulling, Allah ta'ala will pull us towards him. So like this we will sit, program will continue inshallah, and we'll open our hearts, may Allah ta'ala make us amongst his true friends and give us istiqamah and ikhlas.